What's good, everybody? I would like to welcome you guys back to the For You Podcast, where we discuss the latest trends, topics, all over social media. It is your host, the voice of Sense and Perspective, Fry. And I'd like to welcome you guys back to episode 11 of the For You Podcast. Reminder for the For You Podcast, this is available on all major podcasting platforms. Spotify and Apple will probably be your main platform. Make sure to rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And, also to follow on social media so you can keep up with the latest episodes of the podcast. Links will be in the description of this episode. So, you know, it's the weekend. Well, technically it's Monday. It's actually Monday. It's not the weekend no more. I don't know why I said it was the weekend. But it is Monday. During the weekend, there wasn't really a lot of news. So this is going to be a relatively short episode. This is probably about 10 to 15 minutes. Let's see how long I can keep going. Yeah, it's going to be like that some of these days. And it's fine. It's fine. I mean, we still have another episode on Friday. So hopefully news will like pick up during the week. But as of right now, I only got like topic for what's going on. I only got one topic, and I got one topic from Twitter. Yeah, so it's gonna be very, very short episode today, but let's get started, man. So this whole weekend on what's going on, I decided to talk about Zoe 101. So in my last episode, I just recently got Paramount Plus because I saw it and it was $5.99 a month, and it was a bunch of old Nickelodeon shows. So I was like, okay, let me see what it's about. Let me see if it got my shows, right? So it had the whole complete, every season of Zoe 101, 1 through 4, every episode too. And I was like, oh, I love Zoe 101. Let me rewatch it as an adult. Maybe when you rewatch things as an adult, you catch things that you didn't catch as a kid, and you're just like, whoa, like, you know? So off the bat, rewatching Zoe 101, I just want to say, Dan Schneider, he's a real creep, bro. Like, he's a real creep. Bro, the adult jokes he makes in that show are just weird, bro. They're very weird. Like, to the point of these girls started at 13. These kids, the guys and the girls started at 13 years old on this show. And they're saying stuff like, bro, like, it was so weird just to see that. And it's, I don't know, bro. Like, it was a bunch of just weird stuff. Like, the stuff of like talking about people's body parts, and the bras are just all over the show, the panties are all over the show and whatnot, and all those adult sexual jokes. Like, so one episode, Logan and Zoe, Logan had to tutor Zoe in chemistry, and Chase, being the simp that he is, I'm about to get to that soon, tries to figure out like what's going on between them because he thinks they're dating. So Logan tells Chase that they're dating, and so they're at the courtyard or something, and Logan tells Chase hide in the bushes, and you know, so Logan can talk to Zoe and he can hear him, like, you know, say that they're dating. So Zoe was talking about chemistry, but Logan was like kind of like pushing it towards like, yo, Chase is in the bushes listening to us right now. And Chase jumps out of the bushes and he's like, oh, I caught you guys, blah blah blah. And remember, in his mind, he thinks they're dating. So anything that Zoe says about chemistry, like, oh yeah, you know, we work so well together, and he's like, oh my god. And he was like, and then Logan was like, oh yeah, we have really good chemistry. And then Zoe said, oh yeah, like, he's really good at it, like, he's really, really good, like, he has like good skills. And you just hear Chase, he's like, oh my god. And I'm just like, oh my god, this guy Dan Schneider is wild for writing that. But yeah, that's just one weird pet peeve. Another thing about Zoe 101 is Chase is a real big simp, bro. Like, Chase was down bad in this show. He was really down bad. In season 3, he's not that down bad. Like, for a few episodes, he's not that down bad. But, like, for a good majority of this show, this man was down bad. very, very bad. Anything that Zoe says, he automatically agrees with. He's like, yeah, like anything Zoe does, he's just with it. And bro, just it made me so mad. There was an episode. There's literally an episode where Lola likes Chase, and I'm about to get to the dynamic of Zoe's and Chase relationship, low key. But like, there's an episode where Lola likes Chase, right? And I'm like, yo, Chase, this is Victoria Justice, cool girl. Like, I literally had a childhood crush on this girl, like most guys. Like, you can't fumble this, bro. And I remembered from watching that he fumbled, but like, I forgot how he fumbled. And this guy was just not engaged into that relationship. I was just like, fam, like, you didn't even give this girl a chance. You did not even give this girl a chance. And it was making me mad. I'm like, Chase, you're such a simp, bro, for Zoe. You're such a simp for Zoe. But Zoe was like mad about Lola wanted to date Chase too. It was a whole mess. But the thing that pissed me off the most about Chase is, I don't know if y'all remember the episode where they had this great football player, Vincent Blake, the football player that was gonna like lead PCA to the championship, and like he was like the most well-known superstar in the school. And then one night, like, Chase went to go get something from his classroom, he forgot, and he saw Vince taking pictures of the test, this big exam they had to take on like that Friday before the big game. And Chase saw it, right? So he goes to tell his friends, like, yo, I saw Vince cheat. And everyone's like, bro, like, why would you like snitch on him for cheating? Like, don't snitch on him for cheating. Like, it has nothing to do with you. But you hear almighty Chase over here like, well, PCA has an honor code, and I want to respect the honor code, and he shouldn't be cheating. I'm like, Chase, you're so insecure, bro. You're just so insecure. You're just mad because everybody loves this guy and you can't stand. You're like, oh, if he's perfect, there's no way he's that perfect. Like, he has to have a flaw somewhere, and I'm gonna expose that flaw, and I'm gonna make sure everybody knows about that flaw, whether or not I get made fun of for it or people look at me crazy in the light. I'm like, Chase, bro, like, do you want like a medal, like, or like golden armor or something? Like, there was no point of this. There was no point. Like, bro, if I was Zoe, I wouldn't even be impressed by this. I'll be like, bro, why would you do this, bro? If I'm going to a classroom because I forgot something, and I saw somebody, especially that big of a football player, cheat on their test, I'm not snitching, bro. If anything, I'm telling them to send me the pictures so I can study the answers. Why would I snitch on somebody that has nothing to do with me? If anything, he's helping me out. I'm be like, fam, like, yo, I don't care. I just came for my stuff. You do what you do. But if anything, hey, send me the pics. Send me the pics. I'll study the answers and I'll delete them the day before the test. Simple. But Chase wants to be over here talking about how he, oh, I did the right thing. I mean, that's true, he did the right thing. But like, bro, like you're seriously like gonna be a Karen right now? You're gonna be a Karen for something that like no one really cares about, especially in school? Like, no kid cares about cheating, bro. Especially when it has nothing to do with them. No kid is gonna snitch on you for cheating, and that's a fact. So that part to me was kind of unrealistic, because I mean, I'll never snitch on somebody for cheating. I mean, that's just me. But yeah, but moving on, the best characters on that show are Quinn. Quinn is so underrated, bro. They disrespect Quinn in that show, bro. Like, Quinn does mess up with her inventions and everything, but she's the reason why she like carries that group on her back, low key. Like, they wouldn't get anywhere without Quinn, and that's just facts. So they should put more respect on Quinn's name. Lola, Victoria Justice, come on. Great actor. I mean, actress, my fault. Great actress. She's cool on the show. Not really any problems with her. Just cool. Dustin, again, cool kid. Has a lot of funny moments, actually. I mean, what else to say about him, right? Nicole. I actually want to get into Nicole and Dana low-key. Yo, Nicole, the actor for Nicole, bro. I was reading about her yesterday, because I don't know why I do this as an adult now. Like, I always like wonder like what happened to my like actors that I used to watch as a kid. Bro, I was reading her thing yesterday. I found out why she was kicked out of season 2, bro. Like, out of the show in general. Like, apparently the whole cast was like bullying her. Especially, like Jamie Lynn Spears and Britney Spears were bullying her because you know the star of the show is Jamie Lynn Spears, the sister, younger sister of Britney Spears, and I believe their brother was co-producers of the show. And wow, she had like a 30-minute IG live about why she left the show or why they kicked her off the show. And bro, her story, like, low-key wanted to make me cry. I'm not even gonna front. It low-key wanted to make me cry because I couldn't imagine as like a 12-13 year old, like they basically like excluded her from everything. Anytime, like, she was like, oh, I used to be homeschooled my whole life, I just wanted to make friends, you know, I was so excited to make some friends, so I reached out to the actress, you know, Jamie Lynn Spears, like, you know, I reached out to the star of the show so many times, like, trying to be friends with her, and she just didn't want to be friends with me, and, you know, she said that was okay, but, like, you know, it was kind of hard for her to be all this bubbly, you know, Nicole, like, she was bubbly, and, you know, happy all the time, and then off screen it's just like, oh, we're not friends really. So she was so excited to like try to hang out with her, but you know, if y'all remember Dana, the actress for Dana, she started being friends with Jamie Lynn Spears and they excluded her out, and you already know they were all three of them were roommates, and it was like when I watch it now it's like, damn, like, yeah, I could see the energy that she's talking about. It's a weird dynamic with Nicole. Now I'm thinking about it, it was a weird dynamic with Nicole on screen, because it looked like some of the actors were uncomfortable. She didn't say it was the guys. It was mainly the girls. And there was one day, the day before she got fired, she got yelled at by Britney Spears in her face, and she was like, oh, you're never gonna be shit, you're never gonna work in this industry again. And ever since then, she has not acted. Well, she has acted a little bit after that, but like her acting career has like literally gone nowhere. She was like, Britney Spears was like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure of that, you're trash, this and that. Like, I was like, damn, I felt bad for her. So yeah, but no, when she was on the show, I love Nicole's character. She was great on the show. She was weird, but you know, it's cool to have some weird characters. You have Gwen, right? Michael, of course. Michael is a great character. Funny, charismatic, you know. Always bringing, like, the comedic relief to the show. I mean, come on, he black. And he only black guy on the show. Like, gotta give respect to him. Come on. And Logan. Logan, even though Logan's a jerk, obnoxious, and all that stuff. Like, Logan's a funny character, man. He's really a funny character. And Loki, he carries on the show. I don't think people understand that him being rich, like, kind of benefited the group a lot in certain ways. So yeah, they need to put some respect on Logan's name. Definitely put some respect on Logan's name. And last part about Zoe 101 I would like to talk about is Zoe's and Chase relationship is the most annoying relationship I probably ever watched on TV. This relationship is so stupid, bro. Chase is a simp. Zoe is just annoying. Like, Zoe is the most clueless person in the world, and it comes, I don't know if it's bad writing or it's real life and bad writing. How about that? It's real life and bad writing, because I understand how you don't think somebody likes you because you know you're friends with them technically in your head, but it makes no sense when somebody is mad at you now. When you're mad at that person, when they start dating somebody. So, for context, Chase started dating his girlfriend, Rebecca, who was played by Daniela Monet. Yes, Daniela Monet. And so Zoe walks in on them kissing. You already know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Chase is living his life with a new girlfriend, even though she was crazy. Like, but, you know, Zoe's over here kind of jealous, like, oh, like, Chase has a girlfriend, like, what, you know what I mean? I thought he liked me, because the beginning of that episode, you know, Lola, Quinn are like, bro, like, Chase has been liking you and you just haven't noticed, and it's kind of shocking that you haven't noticed, and it's pretty obvious that he liked you. That's what pretty much everybody said. Michael's been saying it, Logan's been saying it, all that stuff. And after he breaks up with her, she's like so excited, like, oh my gosh, what happened? Oh no, you didn't break up with her. Like, you didn't have to break up with her, blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh, it's just annoying, bro. Then in the previous season, again, back to the Lola and Chase situation, Zoe was so mad about that situation, and it made no sense. I was like, Zoe, you literally gave this girl Lola as a friend, came up to her and was like, yo, you and Chase are just friends, right? And she was like, yeah. And Lola was like, oh, I'm gonna think about asking them out. And she was like, oh my gosh, yeah, sure, like, you know, okay, cool. Bro, this girl Zoe was so angry about it. Like, she was always like, oh, why does Lola want to ask out Chase? Why does it matter that she wants to ask out Chase? Let her ask out Chase. Like, you don't like the guy, you said he's his friend. And she was like, oh, like, I don't want anybody to get hurt. I'm like, yeah, sure, you don't want to get anybody, and you don't want anybody to get hurt, definitely Zoe. Man, and Chase never tells Zoe that he loves her. So Zoe goes to England, and Chase literally transfers schools to go be with Zoe. I'm like, nigga, aren't you in like high school? Like, what? I'm like, what kind of parents do you guys have that let you transfer all willy-nilly for a semester? I couldn't even do that. Even if I asked, even if I had the money to, my parents probably still wouldn't do it. So why the man? And then Zoe comes back, and now she's dating somebody. It's a whole mess. They don't really date until the last episode. And, man, I low-key kind of hate this show now. Rewatching this show as an adult kind of just ruined the show for me, I'm not gonna lie. But, you know, this show as a kid was like a 10, 9, 10. As an adult, it's like an 8 or a 7. Like, it's good, but it's like, it's the shit like this that kind of just makes me not really want to rewatch it for any time soon after this. But anyway, let's move on to this Twitter topic over the weekend, which had people mad. And honestly, I was with them. I was kind of mad too. So, if you haven't heard, there's this new video game called Our America coming out. I don't know if it was a joke. I hope it's a joke, because this sounds wild. I'm about to read the description right now. So, this new video game, Our America, puts the viewer in the driver's seat as a black father taking his son to school. Along the way, they are pulled over by the police, leading to life and death choices. Bro, who the hell is making this game? Because if whoever's making this game deserves a special seat, bro, in hell. Like, they really do, because this is wild, bro. But like, it's already crazy enough as a black man to like watch all these videos damn near every other week and seeing like people like me getting killed by police, and it's already like crazy enough to like, you know, get in the car, you know, drive somewhere, see a cop right behind you and all that crazy stuff, and like hoping that cop doesn't pull you over, and you over here telling me you're gonna make a video game about that, and you expect me to play it? I ain't playing that shit, man. I'm not playing that shit. You got me messed up if you think I'm playing that shit, because you really trying to profit off my damn trauma. Somebody's really trying to profit off of black people's trauma. I mean, people have been doing it for years, but like, this, I think this is across the line at this point. You're crossing the line at that point. And you already know so many people are going to play this game, and they're going to be playing it like on Twitch, and you know, all these YouTubers are going to be playing it. I'm just like, no, bro, don't play this shit. If you are a black man, or if you care about black people, don't play this shit. Don't even give this shit the light of day, because this is so disrespectful on so many levels. Like, this is, honestly, this is worse than slave movies. And I hate slave movies, but this is definitely worse than slave movies, because at least slave movies, man, my gosh, no. I can't even say that, because that's just, I'm justifying it now. And I'm not trying to justify any of that. Slave movies are terrible too. So, no, don't play this game, man. Please don't play this game. I'm asking you, please not play this game, because this is so disrespectful, bro. This is just disrespectful, because I mean, leading to life or death choices, it's like, what does that even mean? Like, is this a decision-based game, bro? do they know that black people always try to do the right thing? Like, it's so hard to comply with the police because they're already like in the mindset of trying to kill us, bro. And you over here talking to me about life and death choices, man, this is so disrespectful. It's just very disrespectful, man. I don't like it. Please don't play this game. Again, don't play this game. But I'd like to thank you guys for listening to episode 11 of the podcast. Yeah, you know, episode 11, episode 12 will be out on Friday. We just keep growing and growing, man. We just keep growing and growing. Again, make sure to subscribe and rate this podcast five stars on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, just so we could reach new viewers or listeners, not viewers, listeners. Follow on social media. Links will be in the description of this podcast, so you can stay updated with the latest podcast episodes. Make sure to drink water, exercise, sleep, get some good sleep, you know, lift your weights. Enjoy your Monday, man. I know it's Monday. Monday sucks, but man, you know, Monday is always the beginning of something new to the week. So, you know, enjoy that. Enjoy the process. And I'll see you guys in episode 12. All right, peace.